Welcome to the Sunday Poems. I'm Ken Hayden. Thank you for joining me today. This is episode number 163. Today I'm reading from a new book, Mining for Stardust, by Kai Coggan, published just recently by Flower Song Press out of McAllen, Texas. Kai Coggan is from Hot Springs, Arkansas. She moderates the longest-running open mic in the country every Wednesday night in Hot Springs. She's a friend of mine, and she is a poet who has enjoyed a meteoric rise in popularity the last few years, deservedly so. One of the reasons I'm attracted to her work is I think she has this unique ability to blend the personal lyric with a social conscious narrative. She has a neat way of infusing a penetrating personality, but it doesn't take over the poem. It brings us all together in our shared responsibility and in the shared possibility of grace. I really like the strength and the accountability that the poems demand and exhibit, but I also recognize the tenderness that is also inherent in them. Mining for Stardust. I want to read a couple of longer ones that have a social conscious and social issue in them as their topic, and then I'll read a shorter poem. The first one I want to read is titled Makeshift Memorial. We crossed over the 100,000 mark like it was just another Tuesday. No fanfare. No flourish of flowers left on 100,000 graves. Funeral-less limbo walkers who disappear like a fog into the history we are writing with our collective inadequacy to be decent to each other. A memorial is an object which serves as a focus for the memory or the commemoration of something, usually an influential deceased person or a historical tragic event. According to Wikipedia. From behind a mask, I whisper 100,000 names on the day we call memorial, because something should be done to remember the living as they slip away, the uptick in numbers that were never just numbers, but bodies full of breath, full of breath, full of breath, full of breath, knees and arms, ankles and bellies, cheeks that dimpled at smiles, gaps in teeth, snores when she sleeps, feet that once learned to tango, earlobes once kissed in moonlight, curls of hair silken to white, his aching back that worked so hard in the field, her childbearing hips leaving children behind, hands and hands and hands that reach for mine in my mind. Not just numbers, but human beings reduced, 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 until the only common denominator is how quickly they are forgotten in this pandemonium. I can't sit with that. No, not today. On Memorial Day, we remember those who fought for our country and died. But half the country forgot those fighting in ICU beds just to stay alive, the collective death toll of our last four wars, and half of the country doesn't want to quarantine anymore. 100,000 dead while America throws pool parties, beaches and boardwalks swarm with shoulder-to-shoulder crowds who dismiss the safety of the future for the party of now, because this is America. Land of the free, and don't tread on me, and nobody's going to tell me to wear a mask. And all of those soldiers who died in all of those wars, I guess America can tell them it's too much to ask to protect one another and help slow the spread. So happy Memorial Day, 100,000 dead. A mass grave of indifference. Red-capped rebels drinking their bleach cocktails. And they are here, banging on the door of my reverence to the loss, waving their AR-15s on the Capitol steps of this poem, and I breathe them out, and I breathe them out, and I breathe them out. I build a makeshift memorial in my heart for the lives we have lost. Photos and teddy bears and scraps of poems. I light 100,000 candles in the pit of my rib cage so that when I speak, only the light of them releases into the dark night of this country. I dance with their 100,000 ghosts. I lay their favorite flowers at all of their perfect feet. In the language of heart, I know their favorite flowers, and I lay a bright She Loves Me petal on each of their lips so they can breathe easy the ethers of beauty while they rise into becoming anew. We have to give them that grace, even just a thought, a well wish into the stars. We have to give them that grace. Tomorrow in America, a new story named George will take our focus and will move us into fury or collapse us into numbness. But today I am a makeshift memorial, a mouthful of epitaphs, a funeral pyre, burning the sound of 100,000 names into the history of a country too quick to forget. Makeshift memorial. And of course, the travesty of that poem is that now that number is so much higher than 100,000. The next poem is titled Black. The last poem I wrote was to mark myself a makeshift memorial for 100,000 dead Americans. That was 3 weeks ago to the day. And look at the street sweepers brushing it all under the rug. 20,000 more into the nameless air without a bat of presidential eyes, the sound of cries dissipating like a fog lifting off the morning. In the span of 3 weeks, look at how our world has changed. George Floyd lived and died, then bloomed a new old movement. Millions took to the streets and turned over new leaves within themselves, started seeing hate and racism with the rose-colored lenses of privilege finally taken off, blinding themselves with the reality of, I can't breathe, and knee and neck and now, the now that has always been when the color of your skin is black. Now, black is a movement. Black is a battle cry. Black is coming together. Black is you and I fighting for the justice every human deserves. Black is all our voices marching, no longer unheard. Let me conclude today's program with a poem titled Essence. I thinned the seeds already sprouting in the bamboo garden, the radish, beet, carrot, and bean, pulled each birth out of the earth and laid it on my tongue, crushed it with my teeth. And did you know these tiny sprouts, these little leaves and baby greens, already hold the heavy flavors of their final selves? If only we tasted our own essence from birth, knew the transformations to come were all part of the becoming, that we had the imprint all along. Three poems from Kai Coggins' new book, Mining for Stardust, from Flowersong Press. I hope you can get a copy. Really powerful, effective, righteous poetry. I'm Ken Hayda. You can find information about my books and my work at kenhayda.org. Until next week, I'm Ken Hayda with the Sunday Poems.